Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Another candidate is emerging in the race for the Senate seat held by the late Senator Edward Kennedy. Republican Andrew Card, former chief of staff for President George W. Bush, said yesterday that he's thinking about a bid and will decide within a few days. While the contest for a permanent replacement heats up, state House leaders say it will be a few days yet before they move on a proposal to allow a temporary appointment to the seat until the special election in January. WBUR's Fred Tice reports on the debate and yesterday's hearing at the state House before the Election Laws Committee.
Back in 2004, the Democratic legislature stripped a Republican governor of the power to appoint a senator. Now that some Democrats would like to give a Democratic governor that power back, Republicans are relishing the moment. State Senator Scott Brown, a Republican from Wrentham, who's considering a run for Kennedy's seat, asked Senator John Kerry why the law should be changed now.
In 2004, Senator, the late senator also used his influence to help change the law back then. That's what people are wrestling with right now.
And by writing the letter that he wrote and putting himself on the line, I think he acknowledged that that was a mistake.
Republicans and Democrats on Beacon Hill say they're hearing from their constituents that changing the law again would be a mistake. Here's Senator John Hart, a Democrat from South Boston.
Many people in Massachusetts are a little bit tired of what they see on Beacon Hill, what they see from the legislature, who is not held necessarily in the highest regard.
But some members of the House are hearing public sentiment change.
My calls were, I'd say 50-50.
That's Representative Michael Moran of Brighton. He's the House chairman of the Election Laws Committee.
Maybe even 60-40 in favor. In the beginning, it was a lot more against than for. But it seemed like once the funeral and the ceremony had passed, and Labor Day had passed, and this week especially, there was certainly an uptick in the pro side of this issue. I would actually say it's probably 60-40 in favor in my district right now. Calls and correspondence, emails.
Representative Moran says people are concerned about the fact that Senator Kennedy's staff has been ordered to close the office and can no longer help constituents. Others want the state to have two votes on a wide range of issues, from health care to making sure Senator Kerry has help in steering money to Massachusetts. Moran says on the Election Laws Committee, more members are in favor of changing the law than are against, but many members, including himself, are still undecided.
My main question for me, and I really believe in talking to members, this is the thrust of why they will or won't support this, is to make sure that we can fairly say with certainty that the person who is the interim cannot run for the seat.
Governor Patrick says his legal staff has advised him that the legislature cannot prohibit an appointed senator from running in January's election. But committee chairman Moran disagrees. He says, as far as he can tell, the legislature has the legal right to forbid the appointee from running in January. He says that's what Arkansas did. Its constitution says that an appointed senator cannot succeed himself, and the U.S. Supreme Court has never struck that law down. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice at the State House.